Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Why we searching for He said that in the first commandment that Moses brought to thee, thou shalt have no other God beside thee. Well, that is true. That is one of the problems all around the world. Image been raised and raised by enemy in opposition to the creator of this creation. So we are the 90s Bronx Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guise of Amin Muhammad. And this is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And we are here tonight to talk about the message of concern, the concern is to help get these images out of the world so we can have a good world to live in. Along with these images in the world, people are always going to be at a disadvantage who's not in that image. They're always going to be looked down on, mistreated, abused, and cheated. And that's what you see throughout the world, greed, and it's coming from those who've been put in that image. Come to those. So we're here tonight, this Bob Talk radio station. Messages are concerned, removes concern about the image in the world. And first thing we like to do is open up with a prayer. And this prayer is called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. So we like to open our talk up with a prayer coming from the Creator himself. Humalee Satan Rajin. First we say it in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Humalee Satan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lahidameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Hadina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim wa la dhalin. Amen. We seek protection in the English translation from God with God, who is most gracious, God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, a way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who would go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our Rock Talk Radio audience in the best of the greetings and all the greetings of the world. We have the best. This has been given to us by the Creator himself. And when Creator gave you something, it should have been perfected and nothing to match it. So we want to greet you in that greeting. We want to say, Assalam Alaikum. May the Creator of this creation, peace and blessing be upon you. That the Creator of this creation is one creation. He created his creation to test all of them. So we are tonight to talk about what have caused the human family to be put against each other. Nothing but something simple like color. And the color we all talking about, only God give the human being this color that he or she has. And this have caused wickedness and evil, wrong ideas and false ideas and destruction and death and misery. So we here tonight to ask the world to remove these images that have caused all the problems in the world. And we want to take time to thank our leader, Imam Washington Muhammad, who kept reminding us until we came into consciousness what is the problem. The problem is holding God up as a man and as a Caucasian man, which is the same man that have caused most of the problems throughout the world. Him and his guns. Him and his want to kill whatever he want to kill. Kill up the buffalo. Kill the lions, the tigers, the bears, and you name it. He is killed them for no reason just to put them on his mantelpiece. He has become a cruel person. They tell us that some of the old Caucasian parents have started to get this country up in their trunks of their house. They have African American ears and body parts in the trunk in their homes. have the Native American ears and hair and everything else in the trunk in their house as souvenirs. What kind of people would do something like that? The one who have bought into the image. They are the main ones who caused that. We as African American, we have no history of we went to another person's land and kidnapped some people and brought them here and worked them 400 years without paying them. There's no evidence nowhere in the history of our history that we did anything like that. But the Caucasian man, because the image came in this, they have caused him to be more destructive, more wicked than any other people on this earth. I know we got some wicked African American and other people, but not to the extent we run the rent up for people and make and force people to sleep outdoors. And then tell the people that God came in our image and we are the chosen people of God doing all of the things that God telling the people not to do in scripture, they are doing it. And then we're doing it following their example. So truth had to come. And truth have come from the rejected and spies, come from those who've been put in this condition, who have been following the scheme of Satan, our open enemy. Not that the people are Satan themselves, but the lifestyle that Satan has suggested for them and has been encouraging them to get in, they are falling and more likely acting like the children of Satan. I remember Elijah Muhammad once said that the Caucasian man was the devil. Now, the Quran don't say that. But he said not only the man, but the children too also have part in the devil's like mentality, especially the woman. That's what got Emmett Till killed. A liar. He tried to rape me. And then after all was done to Emmett Till, she come and fetched and said that he did not do that. What good is that now? He's dead. He been mutilated. He's been drugged through the street, beaten and cut up. His private part was cut off and rammed down his throat. What kind of people would do something like that and then call it a picnic? Pick a nigga and kill him. So we realize our brothers are sick. And this sickness comes from them calling themselves white people, them saying that Jesus came in their image. Santa Claus in their image. So this has made them a sick people. And they have no sensitivity for the people that don't look like them. They stick together, whether we like it, they stick together in their evil. The judge, the prosecutors, the lawyers, the science, the doctors, all of them, they stick together. The politicians, they stick together. The majority of them in their evil. And we are more divided than any people in this world. The proof of that, the being divided have allowed our children to sing music that condemn us, the same music that calls us to be violent and destructive towards one another, calling us the N-word, our children. Our children are in the videos, dancing all kind of ways in the news, huh? With their backside showing. Our young females And now men there doing all kind of things and drinking and smoking and making evil seem bad. So we have a responsibility to bring to those who want to come out of that a way out. But those who choose to stay in that situation, we can help them. Allah said he pick and choose who he please, meaning no matter how much we preach to them or how much education we try to share with them, if Allah do not want them, it's like a veil over their ear and they cannot hear you. And Allah said he put a veil over their ears, their heart, their eyes, and they cannot see or hear you. Nor can they have any sensitivity for what you say. The only thing we can do is reach out for all people, including our Caucasian brothers, because we are all the children of Adam. They slipped. And not only did they slip, they got tripped up. They slipped so bad, they got tripped up. But they can find their way back because truth is the strongest thing in the universe. And that's why Jesus reminded us when he said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. He never said that he, by knowing who he was, going to set you free. He said, know the truth. Then he let you know where the truth come from. The truth comes by the one who sent him. So we here tonight to point that out, give the world opportunity to turn around, to change. And all the people don't have to change, but we just get 80% or 90%. Then we become the majority. And when the majority of good people are ruling, you're going to see a better world for all us to live in. And that's going to happen because this world can't keep existing. And look at the storms that hit America. Storms that never happened in the history of America. Hitting America. Once in a while. One storm, ice falling out the sky big as a baseball. They think Allah increased that ice coming out the air big as a basketball. What kind of people under that force like that could lead them? But Allah is in control. I can't think of his name. He was guarding the Kaaba. And then there was pagan worship. And there was people on elephants coming to destroy the Kaaba. Birds picked up stones and dropped them out of the sky and stopped them herds of elephants with those people on them from coming to the Kaaba to destroy it. And those pebbles hit those elephants and caused a massive the turnaround to realize the power of Allah. Well, that power ain't going nowhere. That power is still here today. And if this world don't clean up, shape up, and stop being so filthy and continue to lead our children in the total destruction, killing themselves along with everybody else who kills them, kidnappers, murderers, the doctors. We trust doctors. You can hear some of the stories of some of what the doctors have did to us. We used to go to a Caucasian doctor and he treated us any kind of way. All the stories that people can tell you about how doctors used to do the women and the men. You know about the Tuskegee Institute. running the spearmen on our people to give them syphilis. You know the story. Told them they were sick and shot them up with that syphilis because African Americans were not catching it and Caucasian was catching it. And we know syphilis is a dog disease. We know that while the Caucasian would hunt in the caves and the Caucasian man went out to hunt and bring back food, the dog was there with its woman. We know the story. So we know the history. And we shouldn't be ashamed to tell anything that is wrong, bring it out in the open and get rid of it. You got to bring it out in the open and tell it just like it is. You can't keep putting band-aids on a major soap. Can't do it. The truth got to be told. So we here tonight to tell the truth. So help us Allah, because we want a better world to live in. We want our children, grandchildren, great-great-grand. We want all great-great-grand and grandchildren to live in a world free from evil and trouble and murderers and liars. Then we all have to work to make that happen. Can't be afraid to stand on truth. Why should you be afraid if somebody kills you for standing on truth? Where you think you're going? You think Allah ain't going to raise you up like he did Christ Jesus? Like he did Moses and Prophet Muhammad? And you follow them closely, trying to be and do the best you can to help free this world so we all can live in it in a safe environment that Allah will take over. Allah is in charge. So don't be afraid of the criticism coming from the criticizers. We've been told that in the Quran. In saying that, Allah is telling you that fear him alone. If anything happened to you, he allowed it. And he allowed it for your best. Allah don't take nobody away from him that was a good person. Let it was best for him to leave here or best for her to leave him. So we finna get ready to open this talk up about these images. And we're going to bring on others. And who's in the queue? We got our brother Abdullah Akbar and Dai Akbar. We are from Decatur, Georgia. And we are hosts. And we also got Sujah Muhammad and Quran Muhammad, who are hosts this show, along with Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. We are part of the hosts here to bring about things that we have learned, heard from our leaders and our teachers, especially Imam Wahidi Muhammad, who have gave us a clear understanding of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was the one Jesus said was going to come after him and lead us in all truth. There's no in and but a doubt about it. Prophet Muhammad is Jesus, the one he's talking about. There's no other person that we can point our hands to or even point to fit the description of what Prophet Muhammad have done. No other man in history. We can name many of them, and they were local, and they were good people. They were good preachers. They were good teachers. They were good planners and good leaders. Brother Muhammad from Furqan, Brother Furqan, I think his last name, Muhammad, from Alabama. He was telling about this African-American on the whole streets and banks and things. But you think the Caucasian people going to tell you about that? The people own banks, the dime bank, they made a bank from a dime. They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to share that with you. There's many people that we can discuss and bring to the forefront who have did so much for this country and for the people. Even in Detroit, Imam Rasul in the lifeline, having the lifeline, Hameen Rasul took over, didn't take over, but he was put in a position over the masjid. Those Arabs there was planning on taking until someone told them, if you go up there and you mess with that brother know how to fight, he know how to defend himself, and you're going to get hurt. So they backed off trying to take and get control of the masjid there because of Imam Rasul, the one who had the life, the one who was a martial art instructor. So there's plenty of people got history, have made things happen because they didn't have no fear. They fear God alone. They didn't fear losing. And for somebody in Alabama to own all them things they own, don't you know that the Klansmen did not like that? And the Klansmen was on the police station, in the courthouse, and they was in the Senate and everywhere else in Alabama that day. Same way it was in the police department here. We used to be ran in Georgia, in Atlanta, and the Decatur was run by the KKK. So how can you get justice from the people who think that they are justice and they think they are just for doing whatever they're doing? Because in their mind, they are white people. They are pure. White means pure. God came in their image. So they got a right to move or put somebody out or kill somebody or get rid of somebody. They got a right to do that. Not the Italians. They got a right to think they can just kill whoever, take over whatever they want to take over. So the truth is clear as the nose on your face if you're looking for it. And the truth will set us free. And the truth will make us want to do better and make things better, happening better. So all praise are due to Allah.
Do they have a right to think that they do?
They got a right to do it, and they have done it, and they still doing it. We don't think that we got no right. They think we own the right we have is what we tell them, what they tell us. That's why the school is run by what they, the public school is run by what they want in there. They lie, the Christopher Columbus discovered America. That's the lie they keep in there. George Washington was the first president. That's another lie. All these lies that we live under, that they produced and gave it to us, and we act like we fear them like we should fear God. And all we need is some unity, and that will help us and help them too, because they need their example. They need somebody who can lead them back to being a human being. They need that. So they have been human. They had suits and ties on, and they were the biggest beasts that this world has produced. Animals, insects, all them things had fear of them. The squirrels, the birds, feared them because they had that gun. African Americans feared them because of their image. Huh? Their image. In these small towns throughout Georgia, The sheriff and the police department was able to go into any African American married man house and have sex with his wife Ain't nothing he could do. This is history. It's not hidden here. This is the truth. And those people can tell you about it. That's action. They can tell you about it. And there's some stories I can't tell you about that they can tell you. Especially those who live in about 50 and 60 years old. They can tell you a lot of things happened that they don't talk about because they're afraid. So all praise is due to Allah for Prophet Muhammad. And we thank Prophet Muhammad for praying for one who come and to bring, continue the truth like a majestic, bringing the knowledge to the people that will help us become total human beings. So all praise is due to Allah. So anyone got anything they would like to say tonight, that's match one, and come into your queue. And we will cut your mic on. We here because we love our human family. We love all human beings that God loves. We don't want to love nobody that God don't love. We know God don't love no homosexual. If we don't believe that, read the books. All the books condemn that kind of lifestyle because it goes against nature. It goes against the natural order of things. So Allah condemned that. And we should love and never go with something Allah do not love. Allah do not love wrong. Allah say he loves those who do right. And we are people that been in this earth. We have used to be some good people, spoke in the moment, said good things to each other, kind to each other. We said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. We would just nice people, especially in the South. They're in the North. That ice, I don't know, the ice or the cold wind made some of them people cold and disrespectful. I was up North, and I asked some people up in my back in Chicago, and I asked them, where was the street at? The two young guys looked at me, and they skinned each other and say, you hear the fools asking us a question, and they spin around and walked away without telling me where the street was. So that's one of the hard things I've seen by the people of North. I heard how the people of North would buy you some alcohol before they buy you, give you a sandwich or some meat. I heard people, more than one person said that. I went into one of the burger places, the one that looked like the burger place, White Castle. We went in the White Castle up in Chicago. And I looked, and the lady had a baby there. I said, this baby, that's a pretty baby. Hey, baby, waved at the baby. And everybody in White Castle turned around and looked at me. In other words, I realized that I wasn't in Georgia. I realized I wasn't in a place where people know how to treat a human being who trying to be kind to a baby. So I stopped speaking to the baby, and I started ignoring the baby and turned around and got me an order and got out of there. But I still seen that the people still had love for each other. They had a car hit a child, and the people act just like the people in the South when that child got hit by the car. They ran out there, put something over that child. The women was crying. So I seen the size of the North that was ugly, but I also seen the size of the North that was beautiful. So all praise are due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they want to say? I've been talking to some people come on and raise their hand. And we do have the co-workers on in the queue. So all you got to do is match one, and we will cut your mic on. So anybody wants to say anything, alhamdulillah, relief is on the way. So I thank Allah for this opportunity to come on this Block Talk radio station, continue to share with Imam and the leaders of Dr. King and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all those great men before us. Share it with us so we can keep this world alive and keep a better world that we're trying to make. Brother Suja, my son, As-salamu alaykum. Yes, sir. I'm glad you done woke up and you're feeling good from your trip from from Atlanta.
You got me coffee.
Back home. Huh?
Yeah.
You got coffee?
I got
you
my got coffee. Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. You ready? You said, what Jesus said, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. That's
your
word. You got to get ready. That's right, sir.
That's
I know you ready. Yes, sir. You got it.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify, I also bear witness that there is only one God, one creator. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, and Moses, all those great men was prophets and they're God's servant. They're the servant of God. They wasn't the son of God, the children of God, you know. They was God's servant. They had to go back before God, and they was going to be judged by God. We all going to be judged by Allah. Every one of us, you know. So we as Muslims, you know, we try to prepare ourselves for this. I imagine a whole lot of Christians try to prepare themselves, you know, but they have to, their mistake is that they think, many of them think they're going to be judged by Christ Jesus, that Jesus is going to speak a word for them in the paradise. You know, that's not going to happen. That you're going to have to conduct yourself in a way that is correct down here on earth. And one thing that I know for sure that you can't do, it said the apostles of God. It said that there is another God. And our Christian brothers and sisters who we love is already doing that. So we working hard as hell to try to save them. Inshallah. We pray to Allah that they turn around. They get up off of this idea that God had a son, a white son. You know, God Himself said He's not going to forgive that type of partnership with Him. You know, if God had a son, then He's going to have another God. You know, that's what they're saying. If a cat have a baby, it's going to be a kitten. If a dog have a baby, it's going to be a puppet. If God have a baby, it's going to be a God. You know, it's just simple. It's just simple, brothers and sisters. We got to work hard as hell, you know, to keep telling this message, keep coming to the peoples and letting them know, you know, that that's a lie. The Shaitan done throw one of his big lies out there. And if you get catched up, if it catch up on you, and you believe that, it's gonna be kind of hard in these late dates and time, you know, to convince you that that's a lie. You know, we got people that will sit up and tell us they believe what we're saying, but they'll turn around right in front of you. Agbar and I seen this. You know, we had a sister, Doree's out of her book, out of the Bible. You know, she's saying that Jesus is the one that is going to save us. He's God. We asked him, well, won't you read John, the 5th chapter, the 30 and 31st verse? And when she read it, it said that if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But I bear witness of he that sent me. She read that and she tried to change it right in front of both of us. Twist it around. See, they don't even want to accept their own book. The truth right in front of us. And Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. She didn't want to be free. All she wanted was Jesus. Look, forget about freedom. Just give me Jesus. So it's that type of mentality is what we are dealing with, brothers and sisters. It's a mentality the majority of the peoples, because they didn't have peoples like imams and things like that that gave them the word that will teach them that God is one and there is nothing like God. He's absolute. You know, they didn't have that back in Christianity. They start off teaching us a lie. They start off teaching us about Jesus, not God. You know, and then they try to keep us ignorant, so we couldn't go and get it ourselves. So that's what we deal with, brothers and sisters. And we pray that our Christian brothers and sisters listen to what we say. And study it carefully, analyze it, research it, and if possible, if they can get themselves a Quran, our Christian brothers and sisters, if they can get themselves a Quran, and that's the book gonna really set them free. They read the Quran, they're not gonna worship nothing but God. If they read the Quran, you know, so that's what we are dealing with, brothers and sisters. This is the reason Akbar is teaching so hard, and I'm teaching so hard, and Brother Muhammad and all the other peoples that's out here is teaching so hard, and all the sisters is teaching hard, you know, that God is one. That there's only one God. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran. This is starting off with Surah 39, Ayat 32. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah said, who then doeth more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and reject the truth when it come to him? Is there not in hell and a bar for blasphemers? Brother, if you just listen to that and think about what Allah just now said, it's everything that I was saying just now. Allah is telling you what's going to happen if when you tell them that Jesus is not God, God don't have no son, you know, and they keep on teaching and believing in that. Allah says there's not direction that they're going in is towards hell. Allah said, and he who brings the truth, and he who confirms and supports it, such are the men who do right. Allah said that we got to bring the truth to the people. And then we got to have something to back it up, get some other things to back up the truth, you know. And Allah said that these are the peoples that is going to his paradise. And keep on reading 34. They shall have all that they wish for. Talking about the one that's teaching the truth, the one that's out and bringing the people's the truth, righteousness. Allah said, they shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord, searching the reward of those who do good. In other words, when we teach the truth out here, and we teach the world and the public that Jesus is not God and that God don't have no son, what are we doing? We're doing good. We volunteer our time. We're doing good. Some of us are sick, you know, but you still trying to teach the truth. We're doing good. And Allah is saying that they should have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord, searching the reward of those who do good, so that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds. And I know that some of my deeds might not be correct, you know, and some of the other believers' deeds is not correct. But Allah is saying right here that he will turn off from them even the worst in their deed. Some of the worst thing that they done. You know, Allah will turn it away from them and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done. So is not Allah enough for his servant? But they try to frighten thee with other gods. And this is a regular thing that the Christians try to do. Try to make us believe that if we don't accept Jesus, we're going to hell. You know. Try to frighten thee with other gods besides him. But search as Allah leads to stray, there can be no God. In other words, if you turn away from God and you become a rejecter of faith, there's no help for you. Nobody can guide you. Because you by every, the reality, you're going away from true guidance. You're opposing true guidance. Allah said, is not Allah exalted in power, able to enforce his will, Lord of retribution? If indeed I ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they will be sure to say Allah. Say, see ye then the things that you invoke besides Allah? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God. Can they, if Allah will some penalty for me, remove his penalty? Or if he wills some grace for me, can they keep back his grace? Say, sufficient is Allah for me. Allah is enough for me. Sufficient. In him, trust those who put their trust. Say, and this is important, Allah is saying that, telling us, the believer, to trust the one that put their trust in Allah. So trust them. If we trying to find out how do we go by trusting the person, Allah said, trust those who put their trust in Allah. say, oh, my people, do whatever you can. I will do my part. But soon will you know who it is to whom come a penalty of ignominy, and on whom descends a penalty that abides. Verily we have revealed the book to thee in truth, for instructing mankind. He then that received guidance benefit his own soul, but he that strays injured his own soul. Nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affair. That's what Allah told the prophet. We're not over them to tell them how to live their life. You see, how to treat their wife, how to teach their children. We can't, and that's what some Muslim is trying to do. It's trying to get involved with a man and his wife, and get involved with a mother and her son. Allah said, don't do that. Right here in the Quran. He said, don't do that. Our job is just to warn them. And when we warn them, if the person changes life and they receive what you told them, you know what you told them. You're teaching them the Quran. You teach them from the book that Allah revealed. And if they use that as a guide, the brother or sister may come up to you and say, is there anywhere I can get one of those books? Then that person wants to know more about Islam. That person wants to listen. We know when a person is real and when a person is not real. And see, we also know who's going to judge us and who's not going to judge us. We know that Jesus didn't die for our sin. They're going to be teasing that real, real hard that Jesus rose Christmas. He came back from the grave. He rose from the dead. We're not going to believe that. Now, how do we handle that? We're here in America. Among peoples that's false worshiping, among people that's atheists, among peoples that's had the book and not followed the book, how do we handle that? During that month, during that Christmas month, what do we do? I know that's a Muslim said, well, I'm a fast. That was the main thing the Imam asked us not to do. So don't do that during the people's holiday. That's their holiday. You're not going to eat no pig along with them. You're not going to drink wine and whiskey along with them. You may say, oh, but they tempting me. How could that tempt you? That shouldn't bother you. That shouldn't make you want to drink wine because they drink wine, or make you want to eat pork because they eat pork during that month openly, cooking a big old ham. Oh, but it looks good. Y'all, I don't know. We as believers have a responsibility. We have a responsibility being a Muslim. We supposed to discipline ourselves. First, we study the book. We study the book. Don't just regurgitate everything everybody tell you. Because somebody might tell you something that benefits them, it may not benefit you. But we listen to what everybody's saying. But we had to make our own decision in the end on what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. The individual had to make that decision. You can't come around to my, I follow email, YBD Muhammad, and people see you. You don't follow nobody. I follow Imam YBD Muhammad. I studied with Imam YBD Muhammad. This is what the Imam YBD Muhammad said. This is what Prophet Muhammad said. Our guidance is the Holy Quran. We studied the Holy Quran. And like some of those things that I read just now, what Allah said, that put your trust in the peoples that turn towards Him, that obey Him, that say sufficient is Allah for me. Allah said, put your trust in them. So we try to follow. I mean, we don't try. We follow. We follow the Holy Quran. It's just that simple. We follow the Holy Quran. You can't make no mistake. If you follow the guidance of Allah. Allah said that we shouldn't eat no pork. We obey that. Allah said we should get married. So we obey that. We should pray. We obey those things. So it's not hard and difficult. It's easy. For those that want to do right. For those that want to believe. I mean, if a person come to you with something different and they come to you as a devil, you know how to deal with that. A good fighter is not afraid of no other fighter. They're just not afraid. And Allah teach what to believe in, how to fight, what to eat and what not to eat, and what our responsibility as far as the society is concerned. If we do that, brothers and sisters, then we're following the guidance of the Holy Quran. But when you come and kind of tell me something that somebody said and you ain't sure, you know, it's up to me as an individual to believe you or don't believe you. I hear some of us be talking, we put email, everything we say, we put email, what the number, name it. But it's up to me to believe what I hear in my ear. This is my ear. And accept it or reject it. You see? So that's the power we got. Allah gave us that power. Allah gave us free will. So let's use that, brothers and sisters. Let's try to push something that I ain't gonna try to push something that I don't that somebody else told me and we all are trying to do this in, you know, well, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm studying reading the Quran. I'm studying reading the Quran. I'm studying listening and looking and reading the Holy Quran. Oh, you don't trust me? Well, Allah said, put your trust in those that obey Him. That's who I trust. Those that obey Allah. Because if you obey Allah, then you're working for all of us, for my children, for the society, for my wife, everybody. If you're obeying Allah. So I can trust you. You know. So Allah make it simple. He make it real easy and make it real simple. We don't have to wonder whether or not it's about trust. It's about being obedient to Allah. That's what it's about. We're not worried about Satan, what Satan can do. Or who Satan is. Allah said that Satan only called. So you can either come or don't come. See, our end result and Jesus' end result, Muhammad's end result, is that they got to go before Allah. They got to be held accountable for what they do before Allah. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah 39, Ayat 42, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. So it is Allah that takes the soul of men to death. Nobody can die without his permission. No life can come into existence without Allah's permission. If we see that and we believe that, then who should we believe in? Who should we put our faith in? Allah said, and those that die not, he takes during their sleep. Those on whom he has passed the decree of death. He keeps back from returning to life. But the rest he sends to see sin to their body. For a term appointed. Then this is a sign for those who reflect. What? Do they take for intercessors? Okay, people that are going to intercede and tell you that if you die for my sin, then, if you believe in me because I'm dying for your sin, then I'm gonna be your intercessor. I'm gonna intercede between you and Allah, and let Allah know whether or not you're okay or whether or not you're not okay. Allah said, "What do they take for intercessors other than besides Allah? Say, even if they have no power whatever and no intelligence." Say to Allah belongs exclusively the right to grant intercession. It's Allah is the one that can grant intercession. Not his prophets. Not his messengers. Unless he give them that type of power. So to him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth in the end. It is to him that ye shall be brought back. That's the end right there. We're going back to Allah. Everything will have to go back to him. So I'm going to keep myself straight with Allah, with God. So we thank you, brothers and sisters. We pray that Allah bless us, you know, and that we say it's something that can benefit you, that you can use it right now, or you can use it tomorrow. And we came to you in peace, but you're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, thank you, Brother Sujah. If there's anybody else would like to comment or make or ask questions or make a comment, all you got to do is mash one on your cell phone, and we will see your that you want to say something. We will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk and say what you have to say. Give us some information that we might not have had time to say today, because everybody knows something. And sometimes the person that knows something, he knows something different than the other person. And that's all I'm doing. That's the question. So we got somebody else that raised their hand. Let me see who this is. Your mic is on. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. This is Brother Hanif. Brother Hanif Abdullah from Brooklyn.
Okay.
I just tuned in. No more than the last. Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes. And I enjoyed what I heard too. I just heard the last, you know, maybe 8 minutes, 8-9 minutes or something like that. But what I heard was, and I've heard the brother who was speaking, excuse me if I mispronounce it. Is it Sujah? Sujah?
Sujah.
Yes.
Sujah. Yeah, I've heard him speak on Lifeline before. And I think he came in one Friday in the place of another brother, Tariq. And, of course, I've heard you, Akbar. You know, I heard you as lately as today. And I just like to say that I tip my hat to you all, because you all demonstrate moral courage. And that's what we need to put this message out there. Everybody ain't got that. In fact, most of us ain't got that, you know. Most of us are afraid to and do that, you know, and speak on that image, you know. And I tip my hat to you guys, you brothers, and just keep on doing what you do. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, brother.
Well, we thank you, brother. Please continue to come back, and you're welcome on this show. We thank you. I know you from Beverly Edward. I thank Allah for you and me and you have talked, and may Allah continue to bless you to continue to come back and look forward. And we know that you were a great friend of our brother Bashir.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, we were Dawah brothers, man. You know, we propagated all over.
You knew people back there.
Yeah, all over New York City, mm-hmm. and northern New Jersey, and mm-hmm. and all the boroughs in New York City for about mm-hmm. 30 years. You know,
quite a few years.
I'm gonna have to get off, because right now I see my wife is calling me. She's returning my call.
Yes, sir.
And she just called me a few minutes ago and told me she had COVID. So I want to get back to her and see what's up. I'm coming back. So y'all gonna be here tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, okay, I plan. Alhamdulillah. I'm gonna start coming. I know I've been saying and I ain't been doing it, but I'm gonna start coming more than I have. But,
yes,
but Allahu Akbar. Keep on doing what you're doing. You know.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Abdullah, thank you for coming on. That's the second time. Thank you so much.
Maybe you can get him to speak sometime, Brother Akbar. He's a Dawah man.
Yes,
we definitely need him.
He's in New
York. Yeah, I'm a Dawah man, all right. It's in my blood.
We want to get you to speak sometime, brother. You know, let us rest up a little bit.
Alhamdulillah. See, Akbar has already invited me. He has invited me. I've been dragging
my
feet, but I don't. Yeah.
I know.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Hello, okay. I'll be back. I'll be back. Alhamdulillah. Keep on though. I'll be back. Assalamu alaikum.
What language?
Yeah. I got to see how she. Okay. Yeah, I got to check her out because she just told me about an hour ago she had COVID, you know, and she's with my grandchildren up in the Bronx, you know, so she's not here in the house right now, you know, and so she's got to have her virtual meeting with her doctor tomorrow, you know, to see what's happening. So I'm gonna check back with her and see what's going on with that, you know.
Yes, sir.
So I'll be joining you, brothers, again soon. Now, what nights are you not on? Because I know the sisters are on, I think, two nights. What nights?
Friday night is the only night we're not on, Friday.
And any of the night that the sisters are on, his sisters are heading it up, so I don't want to come that
on
night.
On Sunday and Tuesday.
Okay, so Friday and Sunday. But any other night other than Friday and Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, okay. Okay, brothers. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Yeah, we thank Brother Abdullah for coming on, and he's going to come back again and show us some more, inshallah. I hope his wife get better with that. So we're going to keep rolling, and may Allah continue to bless us all to destroy this evil that's in the world that is causing the problem. Allah says that he will change our condition, and especially once we change our hearts, change the coldness of this with each other. And it make it possible we all come together and work on this problem. We're not trying to hold nobody's feet to the fire. We just speaking and hope the people see they're missing a good opportunity in this world to fix the problem if they truly want to fix the problem. We know there's more good people than there are bad. So most people want to fix this problem. So we want to help them as much as we can. So anybody else got anything else they want to say? Brother Abdullah just left, or anybody else want to say anything while you in the queue, all you got to do is raise your hand, and we will cut your mic on, and you can start sharing with us what you want to say. Inshallah. So anybody else want to say anything tonight, all they got to do is cut the mic on. I'm looking at the board. If your mic come on, then I'm going to bring you in with it, inshallah. Let's hear from you if you want to speak. So me and I just spoke with Brother Muhammad, Brother Abdullah from Harlem. He just spoke to y'all. So anybody else want to say anything, now is the time to cut your hit one. And once we bring you into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you can begin to talking about that image, that major problem in the world. People are talking about that the worshiping God wrongly, is a psychological effect on any human being. Not giving thanks to God is one of the problems that you will have, and all the things that come along with that will come into your life and just cause your life to go any direction following the influence of that life. So anybody got anything they want to say, I would like to sit back and listen, like to Tony's brother. We would like to hear from him. So anybody else who wants to say anything, you have a right to speak. And we're going to cut your mic on, and you can go on, say what, how you feel. We're not going to butt in and stop people from talking. We want you to complete your talk. And we're going to see if anybody else got anything to say. Then match one and come into the queue. Anything on the current events or anything you want to say about evil in the world, about the Quran, about COVID, about anything, about the children, about the, you know, anything that relate to us getting up as a people and getting our life in order. Anything that can be shared. I see you got Brother Muhammad, Brother Abdul Muhammad, so anybody want to say anything, just raise their hand, and we'll cut your mic on. That goes for brother or sister. We'll cut your mic on. So may Allah continue to work to get this world in order. You know, get this world where what he said, the good old days. I don't know about no good old days. That's those are days that we didn't have the problem, and because the people didn't have time to make the problem that they have today. Now they got TV. Now they got a cell phone. Now they got music. All these things have become good, and also some people are using them for evil. The TV is a good vehicle to keep a family life together, growing food, showing people praying, and showing people be making progress. So the TV is a good tool, but also is a tool also they use to bring about destruction in the world. So anybody who got anything to say, we almost got a full board. Anybody else got anything they would like to share with us, with the believers tonight? You're a Christian. You want to say something? You have a right to speak. We have no monopoly over the truth. Truth is spoke by any of us. And we know that the truth is, if it's spoken, it'll send all and everybody, and especially the one who's giving the truth, it will set them free. So anybody got anything they would like to say? We got a full board here. Just got a full board. So anybody, all you got to do is raise your hand, mash one, and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. If you mash one, you can't come into the queue, call 404-421-5630. And I will recognize you calling me, and I will see. All you got to do is say you can't cut your mic on, and give me your number, and I will, when you call right back in, I will cut your mic on. Sometimes you try to cut your mic on and it doesn't work. We have nothing to do with that. Sometimes the show itself have those kind of problems. And most of the time, they fix those problems. But in case we can't fix it, you call 444-221-5630, and I will cut your mic off myself. So anybody got it? We got a full house with people on. Do you want to say something? We're asked by Imam Bahameen not to cut nobody's mic on. Some people just want to listen. And we try to follow that protocol, not to cut the mic on. If they don't raise your hand, they don't match one. When you match one, a little hand come up, and that's when we cut your mic on. We don't want to stop people from listening or interfere with you listening, but we would love to hear from what you have to say. But you have to do that. You have to match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We say all praise are due to our Lord, and the cherished sustainer of all the world. We only bear witness there will never be anything or nothing deserve our worship besides Allah. Allah is the one who lives and never dies. He never had a need for anything. He put in us the things that we should need. We need things. We need some protection. We need some safety. We need to be in a safe environment. We need to be away from things that hurt us. God don't have that problem. There ain't nothing like we can describe God, because nothing in the creation is like the Creator himself. You see the sun up there in the sky, it don't fall down. But our common sense tell us no man can make a sun and put it in the sky and it don't fall down. No man can do that. No natural man can do that. So we know we have limited free will on this earth. That's the thing that we are limited to do. We know our lives well all the time and all the seasons. So Allah is everywhere, all the time, and the season. So let me see who it is called. Yes, anybody want to say anything, please? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, all praise is due to Allah, the creator of the creation. We thank Allah for this blessed show where we can express ourselves and speak to one of the major issues that's facing the whole world, and that's the false worship of God. The worst oppression you can find yourself in is false worship. It has a psychological effect on the human being if he worships falsely. And we see that especially coming from our Caucasian brothers and our African-American brothers and sisters who love hip-hop, especially the ugly hip-hop, where they're saying anything, especially when they sing the song about harming each other. Kill each other, steal from each other, and showing the people on the hip-hop, the women naked, and all the men are counting money, throwing money up in there. Like everything they do is inside of script clubs. They're throwing up money, and everybody's naked and looking like hooligans and gangsters. This has put a bad attitude in our young people. And now our young people across this country is killing each other for nothing. No more than somebody looked at somebody. They're killing each other because they have been trained through that lie all these years that come into their life and caused them to hate each other. So anybody else got anything they want to say in the queue that match one? And we will cut your mic on, and we would love to hear from you. May Allah continue to bless us to eradicate this problem of racism. eradicate this problem of we not having unity. The evil people are in unity. And they're in unity across this country. They are in unity. When you see them in the courtroom, when you see them in their skyscrapers all across this country, they're working in those tall buildings, making decisions for those people down below, and most of the time it's for us. Look how they are raised the rent of throughout the country. You can't find a house on a single apartment for under $1,200. What kind of person, most of the people that we know do not make that kind of money. It would take three families, to move into a house that they can afford to live in that house and be safe. It takes three or four families like the Mexicans used to do. And we used to do it before the Mexicans did. We all stayed in shacks, according to the history of America, living on the floor. This is the history that we incurred, that we lived on. We lived on the farm, sharecropping. And at the end of the year, every sharecrop, although the earth had yielded a lot of food that we sold and took to the market of tobacco, or whatever plantation we own, although the plantation, the person that ran the plantation had a good crop that you had a good success, we always came up short. How can we continue to call the people that we have, that we know we have that history, how can we keep calling them white people? Ain't nothing white about that. That's evil. A white man ain't never killed no black man. A evil man killed a good man, maybe. A evil man hung a good man, stole from a good man, but never. And we look for them for that kind of respect because their image up in the world is God. Their color up in the world is God. It's not really their color, but we've been trained to call them white people. And a lot of times you hear people call the Caucasian people white. Now I realize because we are scared and are really afraid of them, and that is because of their so-called color. So we got somebody that raised their hand. Let's bring them into the queue and hear from them. All praise are due to Allah for this good world that God has planted us in. All we got to do is make it better. Hi, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum wa salam. This is Sedalia from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
And I was just calling about many of the books that Imam Ronald B. Shahid puts out.
Yes, sir.
Commentary books by Imam Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
I think he's put out about 12 or 13, but I just wanted people to know that he will sell those books. If you buy 10 books or more, he will sell them to you for half price.
A long way, bro. So, I'm glad you told me. Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to mention that because he puts a lot of time into that, and if he don't sell the books, then he can't come, you know.
Well, I'm
gonna, quite difficult to keep putting them out.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I have some books from him. The Follow the Leader, that is a great book. I got that book, and that other book I have from him. And Brother Muhammad Sharif, he's on, and he has been encouraging us to get those books. You buy three, and he got one especially about the different business throughout America that we used to own. The African American used to own from city to city. He'll put that or pile that in a book too. And we all need that. Matter of fact, they need to teach those kind of that information into some of these public schools. And which now they're talking about the racial theory. And there ain't no racial theory. They were wrong for what they did to us. And they need to know about it where they can ask for forgiveness, ask God for forgiveness. You know, that's what I would be doing. If I know that I did somebody the way they did us, I'll be afraid to die without asking the Creator for forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
So they ought to be asking for forgiveness. So, yes, sir, keep making your announcement. We are listening. We got an audience that is listening. So you can keep making your announcement. Brother, and I'm glad you came on and brought that to our attention.
We can do it too. We can make announcements too about it.
Brother, you're not through yet, are you?
Yes, I'm basically through, but I did want to say one other thing, that he also recently came out with a nice book. It has 5 Ramadan sessions in it,
okay,
starting in the 1980s. So I wanted to bring that out also, and that's all I have to say.
Yes, sir. Please come back and bring us more good information. Because we that's where we live for, the good information, where we can help not only ourselves but help the people out there that we never heard most of it, what he writing about. So we want to share it with the broader community, and that's why we keep writing them. Come on here, everything we have is here to share. The Quran is number one, and on with Al-Quran is the information that we done gathered since we've been here in America to let us know some of the great things that we do and have done that they have kept hidden from us. And, you know, they kept a whole lot of things hidden from us. You know, we've seen that movie, The Hidden Colors, where they hid from us. That it was an African American sister, not hidden colors, hidden. I can't think of the name of her, but they kept that hidden from us about those 3 African American sisters that gave them the calculation to land on the moon. They kept that hidden from us.
That's true.
Hidden figures, I mean. They kept that away from, and you can, that's gone, and that's imagine how much more they kept hidden from us. But we see all the lies they told us. Christopher Columbus, Governor of America, George Washington was the first president. All these lies, and lie on top of lies, they have fed us to put themselves up in that, in the situation they in, and at the same time bring us down to the lowest of the low, like we are the nothing of the earth. And that is the way they tried to make us feel before knowledge comes. And now we see them great liars. They were great deceivers. And now we're not mad at them, but we can't hate them for what they did, because we know there's a life after this life, and paradise is was waiting on those who do right, and we know we can't get in paradise by hating somebody. So we don't hate them, what they did, because we are told no one leaves this world without getting God's judgment. So we, if we do what they did to us, we're going to get the same thing they did, and we want to do truth with for everybody, and it's to help everybody, because we all are the children of Adam. Allah created us, and none is better than the other. But they have made themselves better and made themselves the beauty, standard of beauty, with their straight hair and blue eyes and their feature. They done made themselves the standard of beauty. And that's what most of the people are reaching for, was reaching for. But we used to reach for them when we used to burn our hair out with that acid trying to have straight air, and we didn't have no love for you ourselves, but we claimed we loved Jesus, but we didn't have no love for ourselves. So, yeah, we can see what that image have done to us. So, yes, sir, we appreciate it. And those books that the brothers write, the ma'am gave him the permission to write those books. So they are, this brother that doing that, what's his name? Brother Rashid.
Ronald B. Shaheed. Ronald B. Shaheed.
Yeah, Ronald B. Shaheed. He got the mission from Imam Wife, Udeen Muhammad, to write those books. Law White Bar. Yes, sir.
Law White Bar.
Yeah, they're in the Muslim Journal, my wife said, and we will be getting our book from Ronald Rashid. And I do know that Brother Hakeem, Ali Hakeem, he's a personal friend of his. And so he have the books that I have from him, I got it from Abdul Hakeem.
Yeah, I remember him from New Jersey myself.
Yeah.
When I lived in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see it. Okay, I'm looking at the books he got from the community, success, and all the other books that he got. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Yeah, we need to get those books and use them to educate our people with.
That's Inshallah. True.
Inshallah. Inshallah. And those kind of books need to be in the schools and institutions. I'm learning, you know. So let me bring someone else want to come up and say something. So let me cut their mic on and see what they got to say.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you, my brother. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna close out. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
You got it, Brother Muhammad. You got a few minutes. I know you want to say something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, as always, you know, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Thank Allah for Allah blessing all of us in the queue and out of the queue. I was just wanting to just do a quick important announcement to say that we need to make sure we get this message of concern out more by encouraging each other to get some flyers and give them to everybody except one who's a Muslim in your country, in your city, in your state, excuse me, not your country, in your state where you're at. We need to do the advertising for this message of concern, so that we can get more people supporting the good work that we're trying to do by showing Allah we appreciate and we're grateful that he's given us a platform in this broad program here. And I thank Brother Amin and those who live out in the awakening-type states, you know, where people are really looking for these answers because really pressure's on people like California, New York, New Jersey, Florida, you know, Texas. These other bigger states are really under the bombardment of this image that Shaitan has working in this world. And I think we have to make that extra effort. I know that Brother Akbar gets out there every day, every chance that Almighty God Allah bless him to. But we got to get out here and start passing out these flyers. People to call into this message of concern program. You say you had a full board tonight. I asked Allah to bless each and every one of us on this board tonight. Take up the responsibility of going to get 100 flyers and put the message of concern and let them know that we want to hear their message of concern. You know, to call into this program so that it can have, like Brother Akbar and them and everybody saying, they'll have a voice to explain their concerns of what they think that what lies are doing to them. What falsehoods are doing to them. It don't have to be that. Just tell them what is their definition of a lie. Ask them, do they know what does a lie does to people? You know, let them call in and let them tell us about how lies and false worship has ruined their life, has made them lose their children, lose their wives, lose their husbands. You know, maybe in some cases losing a job by misunderstanding of service and worship to Almighty God Allah, the creator of all of us. I think we need to really push outwardly this message of concern and invite people to call in. You know, we need people to participate. We need it because, and we have to advertise to do that. You know, so I just wanted to say that because I had a, you know, as you can tell, I've been listening for about 15, 20 minutes, you know, and I've been listening every day to the Lord. His blessings to be on this program, pushing this message of concern for the salvation of all human beings. But we got to get it to them and give them an invitation to know that we're here, you know, and not let become a part of the scheme of the Shaitan where he have us in a box, you know, in a bottle, you know, and only a few people are hearing this great message from the creator of all of us, you know, and it'll be fair to them if we make sure that they at least throw it away or they throw it in the trash can in their house or something, but at least the number of the message of concern, you know, in case Allah bless them and make them look at that paperwork again and say, yeah, let me call into this program and explain my problem, et cetera. Just want to say that.
Thank you so much, brother. See you tomorrow night. I'm the law. Is Sister Lala on? Sister Lala? That's you? Sister Lala.
Assalamualaikum. Let me say this in one second. If we make an announcement, if we bring forth an announcement in reference to a person's business, could they please bring the business telephone number, the address, okay, and the name of the business? Okay. You know, I mean, giving us announcement and we don't know who to call or who to get in contact with, you know, but it's easy just to give the telephone number, the name of the business, and inshallah, the person can get on it right away.
Okay.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thou wrath hast brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Brother Sharif, you want to give Muhammad Sharif? You want to give out that address of for the Imam?
Say it again.
You want to give the brother Imam Sharif? The brother who's selling the book. You want to give his address? Do you have it?
Okay. All right, I got a paper right here. Give me one sec. Oh, yeah, here it is. Mm-hmm. You may email Shahid Abdullah that has books out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm almost running out of time now, but I just give you his phone number. You call him direct.
Oh, okay, give out his phone number.
His number is 9.
Well, I'm not gonna get in contact with him. If we can't call the brother or sister, you know, they don't want to sell their product.
Say that again, Arturo.
You see, did somebody say that I'm not gonna give them? I'm not gonna give out the number.
No, he gonna give it out.
Number's 908-296-2968.
908-296-2558. 2558. And his name is Rashid?
No, no. Shahid. S-H-A-H.
Oh, Shahid. S-H-A-H-E-E. Shahid what?
Abdullah.
Abdullah.
A-D-U-L-L-A-H. Yeah, that's
okay,
correct.
Then.
Yeah.
These are books. These are my books.
It's four books, and you get a
thank you very much.
Okay, you're
thank
quite
you.
Welcome. Quite welcome.
Thank everybody. Yeah. May Allah bless us all with a great night and a great tomorrow and a blessing coming up, Jumaah coming up Friday. May Allah continue to protect us and keep us safe. And thank everyone for coming up.